since Fidel Castro led an armed insurrection in 1958, which overthrew the corrupt and brutal regime of dictator Fulgencio Batista. The United States has considered Cuba an enemy and has imposed a devastating blockade on a small island. The economic embargo has been difficult on the people of Cuba, and many have settled in southern Florida, encouraged by a preferential political asylum policy for Cuban nationals. The remnants of the Batista supporters have built a bastion of opposition to the Cuba Revolution and are dominating the politics of the Cuban community in Miami by systematically suppressing dissent. Numbers of organizations operating in the U.S., such as Alpha 66, Brothers to the Rescue, and the Cuban American National Foundation, have long been accused of sponsoring assassinations and bombings, and the U.S. government has turned a blind eye. In the late 90s, a series of explosions damaged several hotels in Cuba and killed an Italian tourist. An ex-CIA agent, Luis Carriles Posada, admitted to the New York Times that he organized the bombings but was never prosecuted. In September 1998, 3 months after meeting with the Cuban government to discuss a scathing report fingering those involved in a series of unsolved cases, the FBI arrested Ramon Labagnino, Antonio Guerrero, Geraldo Hernandez, and René and Fernando González. Not those responsible for the violence, but the 5 Cuban nationals who had provided intelligence about it. They were charged with conspiring to commit acts of espionage and terrorism and convicted by a Miami jury in December 2001 to very long prison sentences. Linda Baquiel, one of the attorneys for the Cuban Five, spoke of the circumstances of the trial and the ongoing federal appeal.
They put a top secret stamp on these documents that they had stolen from the defendants so that the defendants were not able to review the evidence and they were not able to present it in their own defense. One of the potential jurors, when interviewed, said that he would be terrified for his own safety. And I quote, "If I didn't come back with a verdict in agreement with what the Cuban community feels." So there are sentencing issues. There is the venue issue on appeal. There is the classified and secret information on appeal. And there is the refusal of the judge to allow the defendants that all they were doing was engaging in legitimate and necessary activities to defend their country from terrorist attacks based in Miami.
Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark gave a historical perspective of the role of the Cuban Five.
If we think about what's happened in Venezuela just this week, the United States commissioned assassination attempts on the life of Fidel Castro. And what that means to us and our character and our future when it's catch-up time. Cuba has shown what's possible, and capitalism doesn't want that lesson to survive. It does all it can to tell the big lie about it. And then it arrests these 5 young men who are patriots, who knew that their country was under constant attack, bombs in the cities, aircraft flying over, and they came on an assignment to try to prevent attacks on Cuba. They had no purpose or intention of causing violence in the United States. They had one purpose, self-defense. They were trying to become an effective early warning system, and they knew where to go to be that. And some of it may have been on a military base, which means the United States military was involved, and they were engaged in protected conduct under international law.
The arguments for self-defense and sovereignty are not lost on many of those who oppose global capitalism. Former possessions of a dying Spanish Empire, Puerto Rico, like Cuba and the Philippines, became a United States colony on the eve of the 20th century, and their national aspirations were crushed by the hegemonistic expansion of North American capitalism. Dozens of students from John Jay College came to hear Professor Luis Barrios speak of the political symbol the Cuban Five represent.
As a Puerto Rican, coming from a country that is being colonized by this country since 1898, and we want to be a free nation like everybody else, and they still say no. So we are the most important colony of the most powerful empire in this world. But guess what? We don't give a shit if they are the most powerful empire. Why is it important to talk about this issue in this historical moment? First, because the key word at this particular moment in this country is terrorism. And according to George Bush, we're fighting terrorism. Okay? I'm saying according to him. He's a terrorist. Okay? And here we are with 5 anti-terrorists that this is what they were doing. They were trained to do this, and they are in prison because they're fighting terrorism. So it's important to be here today, highlight this particular issue, and it's important because when we teach about social justice, we can't exclude the five Cubans. The Cuban Five is only a symptom of a serious problem that the U.S. is confronting. The problem name is the Cuban Revolution, a symptom that is manifested through something that we call revenge. They want to punish the Cuban Revolution. They're not going to give up. They're going to continue fighting. The Cuban Revolution is not going to stop being what they've been from the beginning, a moral and a spiritual revolution that can teach this country an incredible amount of lessons. You also need to understand that in this country, we have something that we call the ruling class. You look at George Bush, he's part of being one of the puppets of this ruling class. These people in the past make a decision that they were going to take over the countries of Latin America with the so-called Manifest Destiny, with the so-called Monroe Doctrine. And when a country like Cuba, they are to say, I'm not going to dance with that music, they become the enemies. And you need to understand this because it's an incredible amount of money, time, and human resources that they've been putting to get rid of the Cuban Revolution. You need to understand that this particular social phenomenon is one that with morality and spirituality has been challenging the injustice of the USA government for more than 40 years. And they hate that. Also, you need to understand that through misinformation, lying, half information, manipulation, that's how George Bush was reelected. This is the popular belief, the popular information. That's what we need to start hitting. Very strong with this kind of dialogue. So people become aware who the Cuban Five are, what's going on with the Cuban Revolution, that we have a lot of people supporting this particular struggle, and that you need to be part of this. That it's time to bring back the radical solidarity. God bless you.